Kansas freshman guard Andrew Wiggins has been a topic of conversation since he was in high school. He drew comparisons to LeBron James his senior year. Here's ESPN Central Texas sports director Paul Catalina.
They've got to use that. Baylor has to use their size better. And I think the losing streak that they went on was due in large part to the fact that Isaiah and Corey, particularly Corey, did not play very well during that time. As long as, you know, he uses that size that he has, his God-given ability, then I think he'll be fine.
Fellow Kansas freshman Joel Embiid may not have had as much notoriety as Wiggins, but is certainly putting in the same effort and getting similar successful results. But Baylor's got the Twin Towers. Senior forward Corey Jefferson and sophomore center Isaiah Austin have an average height of 6'9". Catalina says their size is an advantage, but they'll have to harness it.
LeBron is a bit of a stretch, I would say, but he's still a really, really good player. You know, plays with power, plays with agility, he can do pretty much anything you want him to do. That's what you can see why you think this kid's going to be the number one pick in the draft.
Kansas's 7-foot-tall Embiid is sure to keep the Bears' hands full, but Corey Jefferson says he isn't a novice to Embiid's game. They played together over the summer at Adidas Nations. He's also got 7-foot teammates of his own to help.
Well, preparing just going through every day like a regular day, trying to get better, going up against Rico and Isaiah every day. So Isaiah 7 feet, Joe 7 feet. That's about the best you can get right there.
And even though Isaiah Austin's a 7 foot tall center, he's a 3-point threat. That makes him dangerous inside and on the perimeter. The Jayhawks beat the Bears 76-68 on January 20th in Kansas. This time, the Bears will have home court advantage. The two Big 12 teams face off at 6 o'clock tonight at the Farrell Center. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Alexis Cubitt.